Hi, George. Good morning. This is Steve calling from Los Angeles.
Hey, Steve.
I could say Hollywood. I'm in walking distance to Paramount, where I was on 10 of the original Star Trek series.
Were you really?
Honest to God, I can't believe it. You know, looking back over the thing now, I tried to get through when Richard was on, but I learned some things while he was there. One interesting fact is, whenever Uhura was not in the show, I sat in her chair there in the bridge.
I've got to go get some of those old DVDs and see and look at you. What do you look like?
Well, I was in very good shape, you know, dark hair. I was a security officer. I always wore red. I tell you one show you have no trouble picking up in, and that is Trouble with Tribbles, you know, one of the most famous episodes.
Right.
And at the end of that episode, I bring in Harvey Mudd. I just heard you mention Mudd. I don't know if it's
yeah.
that show, but Harvey Mudd was played by Stanley Adams, and two security officers bring him in to this hearing. And during the hearing, somehow Bones goes up to this guy, and you know, everything's all wrong. He says, James, this man is a Klingon. And at that point, Kirk takes two Tribbles from me and goes up to this guy, and you know, they reacted real heavily. But, you know, that was my part in that show. Another interesting show that I was in, a very famous one, was Obsession, where I materialize on a planet, and I'm directed off by myself to find this invisible cloud, which ends up killing me and taking all my red corpuscles.
Now, once they killed you off, but you came back again, I guess.
Well, yes. Yeah, magic of television,
right.
You know. But, you know, now I see the connection between the Richard and Enterprise Mission.com. I never put that together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he and the Enterprise and Star Trek, it's all grouped together. Any weird stories when you were on the set that you could relate to us?
Well, yeah, I have some weird ones. I don't know if it's appropriate on the radio, but did I say it? I don't know. You know, James, William Shatner got carried away once in the medical room with a lady officer. I forgot her name.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, kind of grabbed her. He was behind and kind of grabbed her from the front and rocked her all around the set, if you can get the drift of that one.
You're kidding me now.
No, they had a lot of fun in that show. I mean, you know, I was just glued to those guys. You know, William Shatner is quite an actor, and you know, every scene I wasn't in, I was right there watching the scenes they were in.
I was going to say, no wonder he talks to Scotty about beaming him. Thing,
I'll tell you, I wish I'd have kept the scripts and the call sheets, and I could have kept the uniform.
Beam me up,
Scotty. If only we knew, you know.
Yeah, well, it was a class. So, are you still doing some acting now, or is?
No, I left in '91. The last thing I did was a Budweiser commercial.
Well, hey, get back in it, you know.
Yeah, I've had some interesting parts. So I doubled the Fonz. I rode the Harley for him on the first season of Happy Days.
Really?
Yeah, I've got a lot of credits, but anyhow,
good for you.
I hope that someday I can talk to Richard. If they want to put me on hold, I can give them my phone number.
Sure, we'll do that for you.
And, you know, I tried to get in earlier, but isn't that something, part of that magic time?
You got that right. Okay, you're on hold. Tom, get his phone number. Put him and Richard together at the right time. That would be fun for him. First time caller line, you're on the air. Now, this is, you do not have a speaking
George,
part, Steve,
Tim.
On the show. Yeah, hi.
Hey, I was calling my daughter. She's 2.5 years old, and we were sitting down to dinner last night, and she kept getting up and going to the back doors. Sound like she was saying black eye, like couldn't bear what she was saying, and she was actually saying black guy. And there was a family friend of ours that died about 6 months ago, and we all called him Uncle Ted. And we let her go outside, and she was playing around and kind of running and playing tag with an imaginary friend, we thought. And then she started calling that person Uncle Ted, and it was somebody she's never really ever met.
That's strange.
Well, it gets stranger. She then says, look, he's going up in the tree, up into the sky, and was waving bye to him.
Oh.
And it's something she's never really met him. She's met him before, but she was about a year and a half
right.
old, so, I mean, it wouldn't.
And she wouldn't have known his
reason.
Name. No, not
and,
at all. Once he went up into the sky, was that it? Did the contact apparently stop?
That was it. She was done with it and back to playing. And something like this has happened before, just about 3 weeks ago. We live in Bakersfield, California, the home of Buck Owens, and we went out to the cemetery where he's buried, took some family out there to kind of see his grave, and while she was out there, she's just, you know, kind of dancing around, as little kids do, and we asked her what she's doing, and she said, well, I'm dancing with Buck Owens. 2 years old should not know anything about
Buck
Owens.
No, this girl's connected.
That's what I mean, ever since she's been born, there's been different instances of her, you know, waving at somebody in the sky, good night. We, you know, little kids just talk and have imaginary friends.
And I hope you don't discourage her, right?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, let her do what she does.
Active imagination's great, but it, as of tonight, when we kind of saw her talking to somebody that we all knew and, you know, was really close to, it then became a little bit more than an imagination. It seemed, you know, this is something, there's something really going on there. And children, it's always said that they're innocent and they can see things we can't.
Yep, and then they grow out of it, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's too bad because these are great people that, you know, if she's actually able to see these people, I mean, it makes us feel good to know they're still around.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.